Thank you very much.
And thanks for coming in. And regards to Brian and the five children as well.
Yes, he'll be listening to you right now.
Good. Coleman, thanks so much.
Absolutely, Shay. Thanks, man. Brilliant show. Wow, that was packed with brilliant stories.
2 hours zip by there as well.
Fabulous. Thank you.
And thanks for your contribution and your kindness as well when we're in here. A friendly face, I have to say, every morning, say hello to us as well and criticise the type of food we're picking at the breakfast at the breakfast bar as well. That's the end of the programme for today. Thanks so much for joining us. We continue. Coming up after us, Mr. Delaney is here. Simon Delaney and Anna Daly from TV3 have their own show coming up 11 to 1 o'clock. Thanks to Rachel on sound and to Liz Sweeney, my producer, and everybody, our researchers as well, who are here with us too. You're listening to Walk in My Shoes FM. Valerie, I think you might have picked this song. What song is coming up?
Well, I thought we would have Justin Bieber.
Oh, right. With a bit of Despacito.
Despacito, yes.
There you go. Despacito. Yeah, I think he was in Carlito's Way, Despacito.
In my direction, so thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment slowly. You fit me, telling me love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye. Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto. Hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Favorito, baby.
Déjame sobrepasar tus zonas de peligro hasta provocar tus gritos y que olvides tu apellido.
Despacito, this is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Que enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Hasta provocar tus gritos. Y que olvides tu apellido.
Despacito.
With the right support, we can all enjoy life. Taking that first step is possible with St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. If you have concerns about your mental health, talk to your GP or call our support line on 01-249-3333. Don't wait to enjoy life again. St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. Empowering recovery.
For World Mental Health Week, this is Walk In My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, Dublin 8.
We are raising awareness for World Mental Health Week. This is Walk In My Shoes Radio. If you've just joined us, you have Simon Delaney and Anna Daly.
Yes,
we were in your ear for the next.
I know, we're normally on your tiny box, and now we're in your ears for 2 hours.
Yes.
Is that a threat or a good thing?
I'm not sure, actually, which it is, but we're going to have a bit of fun, aren't we?
Yeah, we might even have cakes.
Well, you see, Simon saw Catherine Layden down the end of the running order.
Yeah.
And he's going to keep looking out the window now for the morning, hoping that Catherine's going to be here with buns. You're going to be very disappointed if she doesn't appear with some kind of...
No, she always brings cakes with her, doesn't she?
Mm, Yeah.
I'll put it this way. If she doesn't, she's not getting into the studio. Because there's an automatic lock on the door here that I have underneath my foot.
It's a funny association, isn't it? As soon as you see someone, you expect them to have cake. So, Catherine, if you're listening and you're still at home, will you rustle up something to keep she's this just, lad happy?
She's one of those people, along with the likes of Nevin Maguire. She's just... She's a treasure of the nation, isn't she? Everybody totally. Loves Catherine Layden.
Yeah. And from working on Ireland AM, actually, Catherine Layden is up there with the Pete the Vet and people like that
yeah.
who viewers always say, yeah. and what's Catherine Layden like?
How's
she
Catherine?
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember when she was trying to give up the cigarettes, do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
that was a tough journey for her now.
But people in the streets were concerned about her.
They were.
How's she getting
She was out cycling. Ireland AM got her a bike. She used to
really?
Cycle around with Gucci, the little handbag dog that she has, sticking out of the basket in the front of the bike. It was absolutely comical.
How did she get on with the bike?
She'd be cycling around Ranelagh. I think she was living at the time. She probably still is. And she'd have all the locals beeping at her, going, go on, Catherine, yes, you're doing great.
They got her a bike. They wouldn't even get me a bus pass. Anyway, we're here for 2 hours. We've got lots lined up for you. We have Catherine Layden, who's going to be hopefully providing us with cakes. And we have a couple of guests. We have a bit of music. Anna's promised she's going to do a dance routine.
you won't see it, thank God.
She's been rehearsing for the last 15 minutes. but before all that, shall we have a bit of music?
Great.
Here's the song.
Why?
Creating awareness for positive mental health. This is Walk In My Shoes Radio with me, Simon Delaney, and my television wife, Anna Daly. I suppose there's worse ways you could be described, really, isn't there, Anna?
There are worse descriptions. I'll take that for this morning, Simon.
You can get in touch with us on Twitter at Walk In My Shoes using the hashtag WIMSFM. We are raising awareness for World Mental Health Week. This is Walk In My Shoes Radio.
Now, we had a dancer during the break dancing to Lionel. I mean, who doesn't want to dance to Lionel Richie at the end of the day? It wasn't Simon.
No.
Unusually, actually. I'm
well
used to seeing you dancing during ad breaks. Sharon St. Clair is with us, and we're talking about foods that kill your mental health. Obviously, the week that's in it, we're talking about mental health, the importance of speaking out and saying that it's okay to say you're not okay. And that's the purpose of this week. And we want to keep driving awareness. As Simon said, we want you to join in the conversation. So hashtag WIMSFM on Twitter. So please let us know what you think. Sharon, good morning to you.
Morning,
good
Sharon.
Good morning to you guys.
How are you?
I'm great. And I'm just delighted to be here talking about a subject that I am so passionate about.
Yes. So we are starting with what healthy eating means to you, first of all. Tell us about that.
Well, it means eating food free of chemicals and preservatives. I guess organic food, back in the day, it was just called food. Mm. Yeah. Now it's called organic food because the alternative is chemical food.
Mm. And it's
so
the effects
we've
of
just
chemical
had breakfast
foods.
In the restaurant. Should we tell you what we had? Because
no,
I'm
we
not
probably
sure you
shouldn't.
Would approve.
Well, the important thing to ask yourself is how are you feeling after that breakfast? Are you feeling energized?
I do. I feel perfectly energized. Yeah, I have to be honest. Do you? Or do you
sure
feel sluggish?
That's the answer Sharon is looking for. But what do we need to change? Because I think it's all about balance, isn't it? The odd fry up or whatever is okay, I suppose, within reason. But it is about overall a healthy diet across 7 days.
Well, I think what we need to change is just our attitude about the food in the first place. There's organic food, which is food, and then there's chemical food. There's certain foods that cause really problems in the body, sugar being the number one. Yeah. Dairy is also unorganic meat products, chemicals, preservatives. They're all doing us in.
Before you became aware, Sharon, of what you'd call broadly healthy eating. What was your diet like before you made a change?
As a teenager, it was just a regular fare, meat and two veg. But I ate a lot of sugar. Mm. I had a sweet tooth, which I think is a polite way of saying that I was addicted to sugar.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people cover that up by saying, she had a sweet tooth.
Yeah,
but you were addicted to sugar.
Yeah, and I to the point that as a child, I would steal to get sugar, to get my high. And I also found that in eating a lot of sugar, I had a lot of kind of mental stress in my mind. Like I can even bring it on today. I could eat something with sugar in for one day, maybe tomorrow another day. But come the third day of eating sugar, I start obsessing over a thing. It could be
really?
I'm losing my hair, my stomach is whatever. I just start obsessing until that sugar has left my body. And I think that is the, I think everybody's the same. And the more sugar you put in there without balancing it correctly, the more likelihood that you're going to just do your brain in.
So do you think the increased intake in sugar, Sharon, is increasing our anxiety levels?
Definitely, definitely. I've been working with bodies for 27 years, massage, reflexology, dietary advice. I have 4 sons who I have fed from babies up to adults, and I've watched when sugar came into town, I've watched when they started going to school, I've watched when dairy is in their body, and I've seen the fallout of what that does inside. And I've looked at bodies, I've smelt bodies, I've touched bodies, and as Mark Hyman says, your body is the best doctor in the room.
Mm. Because it'll tell you something's wrong.
It will. And what it tells us, it sends us these little flags, these little red flags, like a sore throat.
Mm.
A sore throat often is saying there's too much sweetness, too much sugar in the system. So if we listen to that and, you know, let go of the sugar, maybe add a bit of miso into the system, the sore throat will go away. But if we don't, it may develop into tonsillitis.
Mm-hmm.
If we've got too much sugar in the system, it affects our joints. They call it arthritis, mm-hmm. rheumatism. And there's just a load of people that I see daily that are sick. And for the want of knowledge that the food, what you put in is your fuel, and it creates your life experience. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people's argument, Sharon, would be with to try and go the organic route would be, well, look, I haven't got time to be preparing all my own stuff. But you've literally been there and done it. You've raised four kids. I mean, it clearly isn't as difficult as people make it out to be.
Well, it's about choices.
It's management, is it?
Yeah, it's like, would you prefer to spend maybe an hour and a half in the morning? Because that's a good time to make some food. Mm-hmm. Would you rather spend that time cooking food that will create a good life experience for yourself? Or would you prefer to be in the doctors, in the hospital, waiting, you know, being sick at home? Missing days off work, missing days of play. Like, it's a choice.
So, Sharon, if I'm going to do my food shopping today for the family, we hear a lot about good mood food. What foods do I need to be buying?
Foods free of chemicals, foods free of preservatives, organic food. We can, you know, I raised my four sons as a single parent, so for a lot of the time, I didn't have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You can grow your food. And you might say, I don't have a garden. Then you get a grow bag. I don't have a place for a grow bag. Grow in a window box. I don't have a window box. Sprout your food. If you're sick, there is a way to bring yourself back to good health. Mm-hmm. And there's lots to say on this subject I'm so passionate about. I've seen people coming into my rooms on my table for therapy who are sick. They've got say for example issues in their joints. I'll just say to them, what are you eating? How about letting go of this for a week, then bringing it back, letting go for 2 weeks, bringing it back.
And do you see instant results, Sharon?
I do.
Really?
I do. I see instant results in my own body, in my son's bodies. Now they're teenagers now, so they're kind of doing their own thing.
Have you four boys?
Four sons, yeah.
I have four boys too.
Yeah. So they're teenagers doing their own things, but eating whatever they want. And I see them eating all around them kind of food that is not food. But they know how to bring themselves back to balance. Mm. Which means if you're, for example, you might have a mother who has dementia. She has dementia. And the worst thing to be given her is more sugar. Yeah. You know, cream cakes, donuts, buns, all that kind of stuff is accelerating her health to deteriorate.
But on that, just a very quick one in terms of snacks. What would you snack on? What would you recommend snacking on? Like, what would you treat yourself with an organic diet? What would be your dessert? What would be your... You're sitting there watching
the
movie.
Well, I try to make a lot of things from home, so... One of the favourites of the children is I make these rice balls. So they're just brown organic rice. I make it into a ball. I put it through some rice flour. I deep fry that. And they love that. It's a great one for the
takeaways. The Italians have a similar dish called arancini, which is basically a deep fried rice ball.
Yep.
So you didn't bring any with you, did you?
I did. Well, I do.
Why not, Sharon?
I do. In my car, it's my lunch.
You see?
I travel with my food too. And I... another favourite is I have in my living room a stove, you know, for heating the home. Mm. And I'd often put, I'd make a stew, bean
stew. Yeah,
stews.
So we have a hearty bean stew. Would that be your speciality dish, Sharon?
Yeah, and it's easy. You know, the other day, for example, I had a client coming in the door and I'm like, oh my God, I've got 15 minutes to get something ready for my son. So on my cooker, I put these ingredients together. You know, the beans, the rice, the vegetables, a little bouillon. And then I just bring it to the boil, put it on the stove. And while I'm working for the next few hours, it's cooking away.
It's very efficient, isn't it?
They do, but a lot of people think, like, veg particularly gets such a bad press. And someone who's passionate about cooking, you can add so much sweetness to a dish. Sugar snap peas.
Yes.
Put them into a stew, into a casserole. Yeah. It just adds so much flavour to it.
It does.
It's not just bland. It's the way you cook them as well.
It is.
If you cook a sugar snap pea for 2 hours, it's going to be tasteless.
Yeah.
But if you cook it for 5 minutes, it's going to be crunchy and sweet.
Yes.
Oh, it's cooking tips now. We're getting
cooking tips.
Another handy thing I do. Do you know how we have the Sunday roast and you'd be roasting potatoes? Yeah. Well, I do a roast of... regular potatoes, sweet potatoes, carrots, leeks, pumpkins, squashes, beetroots, anything I can get my hands on. I roast that, and it's just a handy food. So we have that with our dinner. There's always leftovers. So tomorrow it might be, I might add some creamy beans with these vegetables, or I might throw them into a soup, or I pack them as a something to take in the packed lunch. I'm just trying to find handy ways.
But the possibilities are endless.
Yes.
It's all about you making
and
a choice.
It's all about preparation as well. Yeah.
Sharon, it's been a pleasure. You've made me very hungry. Would you please come back in and the next time you come
Sharon,
in, bring
is
some
there
food.
A place where people can get your recipes?
Well, I have a newsletter. So my website is sharonstclair.ie.
Perfect.
I have a newsletter that's been going back for about 3 years, and there's a section called Health Matters.
Great.
I'd say get on that.
Get on that.
Get on it, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's have some music.
Start talking about mental health. It can get better. Log on to walkinmyshoes.ie to find out more.
Changing
You're very welcome back to Walk In My Shoes FM with me, Anna Daly, and DJ Simon Delaney morning. They've brought us in here for their sins. We are with you until 1 o'clock today and all week on walkinmyshoes.ie. So do tune in.
Yeah, we are raising awareness for World Mental Health Week. This is, as Anna said, Walk In My Shoes Radio. You can get in touch with us on Twitter at Walk In My Shoes using the hashtag WIMSFM. You can tune in 105.2 or just do us on the website at walkinmyshoes.ie.
Now, our next guest is launching a global mental health campaign. Davey Lewis, you're very welcome to the show.
Morning, Davey.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
great
for joining us.
We're
talking, obviously, the whole purpose of Walk In My Shoes Radio and the location of it here in St. Patrick's University Hospital is for good reason. It's to talk about the importance of mental health, the importance of speaking out. And I know this is something that's very close to your heart,
it
Davey.
It is, yeah. Close personal experiences with friends and family and stuff, you know, especially recently. The song that I'm releasing is a song that I've had in my catalogue for a few years now, but it's never really been more relevant, sort of, recently. And it was sort of pitched to me that I should try and do something with it to raise awareness for world mental health, so...
And the song's called Hold On.
The song is called Hold On, yeah. And I was really fortunate to get an amazing film crew on board and a great director, Elise Brown, on board to write and direct the video. And they did it all for free as well.
You shot the video last week in O'Flaherty's, in the old storehouse. The single is out now.
Yeah.
It's available to download on various platforms.
It's available to pre-order on iTunes right now. And it officially comes out on the 20th.
And without wanting to go down a particular road, but this song has particular... there's a reason behind this song meaning so much to you.
Yeah, well, a combination of reasons, really, sort of, as I say, sort of close personal issues. Like we lost my sister in February, and a really good friend of mine passed away due to suicide in May as well. So it's never been more important, really. Mm. You know, it's important that people talk to each other when they're struggling.
Do you think that's a way of dealing with the loss? I mean, that's a huge amount of trauma to go through for you and your family. I mean, that's this year.
Yeah.
Is this your way of processing it and dealing with it?
I suppose so, in a way, you know.
Well, it's a very healthy way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it is a way of doing it and I can help people at the same time, then... There's no better way to do it, really.
I remember, I think it was Bono who talked about, and it always stayed with me, I heard him in an interview say something about he hadn't mourned the death of, I think it might be his father.
His father, yeah.
And all of a sudden, he was walking through Dalkey, I think, and it hit him. Mm. But it was years afterwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, he probably hadn't processed it properly, or you don't know how to process it.
That's the thing.
And it hit him like a ton of bricks.
Yeah. And it comes and
he could
goes.
Barely walk.
It comes and goes as well, you know, sometimes... you're all right, sometimes you're not. And it's important to talk to people when you're not, I think.
Yeah. And I think only people who've been through grief on that level understand, because I lost my parents when I was fairly young, both of them. And the only advice that I found true and the advice that I took with me was that the only thing that helps is time. That's the only thing. It doesn't get any easier.
No.
There's a slight edge taken off it as time goes by.
Yeah.
It's never gone. And some days nothing will happen, and then another day something will come across you and bang.
Yeah.
And it floors you, and it can floor you for days.
Yeah, and it could be a piece of music, it could be a smell, it could be...
It could be a smell, it could be a photograph.
Whatever, yeah.
We were going through drawers a number of years ago, but I found my mother's dressing gown.
Aww.
And I collapsed, you know, internally. You never get over it.
Yeah.
Because it brings you back to a point, doesn't it? And what you were doing.
It just ignites a memory and ignites all the happy memories.
Sometimes they're great memories. Sometimes they remind you of how much it hurt.
Yeah.
It still hurts.
It is. And you know, as we say, it'll never disappear.
No, I think you just learn to.
But you can find things like things that are cathartic, like the song. You know, I mean, even the process of you attaching so much meaning to this song now and releasing it for charities, for various mental health charities.
Yeah.
That's going to help you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as you say, you're helping somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing a gig next week, aren't you?
Yeah, the 19th, which is a week today, in O'Flaherty's, where we recorded the video.
Right.
Or some of the video. Some of it was recorded on location in other places.
I'd say that'll be a quiet night, will it?
Well, I'm hoping not, but...
Raucous and busy.
There's a couple of really, really great support acts as well for the night, and all proceeds are going to World Mental Health
charities.
And if
people want tickets for the gig, do they go on to the town storehouse?
€5 on the door. Come down.
Very good.
Come down. Okay, 8 p.m. doors.
Well, could we have a little sample of what they're going to hear next week, like?
You can indeed.
You're going to give us a little blast of Hold On?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
I'll give you the whole thing.
Why not?
Brilliant.
As soon as we're all here.
Take it away, Davey.
Talking when you think there's no one else around. You gotta get your feet back on the ground. Help me to help you in this fight. I promise you we're gonna make it right. promise you we're gonna make it right. If you can't tell me that you hold on, you help me sleep much better. Will you please hold on for me? Will you please hold on?
Brilliant.
What a voice.
Help me to help you. I love that lyric.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Now, the producer's waving at us. I'd love to do 6 minutes on United versus Liverpool. Because I know you're a Northampton boy originally, but you're a Liverpool fan.
6 minutes? Really?
Ah, yeah. Well, we do 4.5 United, 90 seconds on Liverpool. How about that?
He does. Shows a little bit of bias sometimes.
I don't want to talk about their recent form, if that helps.
No, I'd love to. Anyway, listen, let's not go down that road. Davey Lewis, thank you for singing that for us. Thank you for coming in and sharing your story with us. Your gig is Thursday, this day week, the 19th of October, in the Storehouse in Tampa Bar. A fiver on the door. That's money well spent if that song's anything to go by. And the song is available to download on all the various platforms, and you were doing that to raise money for various mental health charities across the world.
Exactly.
A pleasure. Thank you, Davey.
Well done,
Davey.
Thank you.
Right, let's have a bit of music.
Thanks. This is a shout out to my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick. Yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it. I hope she getting better. Hope she ain't faking it like I did, babe. Took for long, yes, I call it quits. Forget that, boy, I'm over it. Guess I should say thank you for the hate juice and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. It's sure. Deleted all your pics, then blocked your number from my phone. Yeah, you took all you could get, but you ain't getting this line no more. Cause now I'm living so legit. Even though you broke my heart in two, baby, but I snap right back, I'm so brand new, baby.
I'm so brand new.
Thank you for the hate juice and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. It's your mind.
Awareness for Positive Mental Health. This is Walk in My Shoes Radio with me, Simon Delaney, and my Saturday M co-host, Anna Daly.
Good morning. Yes, you can get in touch with us here. Twitter is at Walk in My Shoes and use the hashtag WIMSFM and online at walkinmyshoes.ie.
But now our next guest is Colette Cairns, who is the head of Cognitive Behavioural Therapy Department here at St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning. Good to
How are you? Colette was just telling us what she's been doing over the last couple of weeks. I'm not going to share that with the entire
See,
nation.
See, this is the problem, Colette. I should have warned
See,
you.
See, you should have warned you.
Whatever you say off air, Simon tends to weave it in.
What happens in here ends
air.
Up on Facebook. No, doesn't.
No,
I
no,
won't
no,
mention
no.
it at all.
Okay.
Or I might.
I'm happy with that.
She's delicate today.
I wouldn't mention live on air. I'll just tweet it later on. No, I won't. Cognitive behavioural therapy. Explain.
Cognitive behaviour therapy is a psychotherapy. It is the psychotherapy with the largest evidence base. And the evidence shows us that it's effective in treating many different types of mental health difficulty.
So what is cognitive behaviour?
Cognitive behaviour therapy, we're interested in looking at the link between feelings, thoughts and behaviours. So feelings would be if someone has depression or anxiety, mm-hmm. they would be the feeling that someone is identifying. The thoughts would be the cognitive part of what we're interested in. So we're looking at what's the thought that occurs when someone's feeling low or
So
anxious.
Is it that we have a feeling that becomes a thought that then becomes an action? Is there a link
it
there?
It can work that way. Yeah. Many times people ask, where does the cycle start? But it can yeah. be very different for every individual. Someone might notice that they're feeling low and then they're thinking in a more negative way and then it's more difficult to get out of bed. Whereas another person might notice that they're thinking in a negative way first and that then that has an impact on lowering mood or causing a change in behaviour.
Okay, so then in practical terms then, Colette, how does it work in therapy? How is it helpful in therapy?
It's helpful because right at the beginning of treatment, we're looking at what might be what we call the maintenance cycle, what keeps problems going in the here and now. So there we're getting a lot of detail about that cycle that occurs, the feelings, the thoughts and behaviours. We're helping someone understand that cycle, and that might mean in the first few sessions the person getting to know the cycle, writing it down, recording it, bringing that back to the session, and then we're helping someone make change with that cycle.
I was just going to say that it's part of the therapy then to try and break the cycle?
Absolutely.
Or change
we're changing that cycle. So many times we're working on behavioural plans to change behaviours that might occur when someone is feeling anxious or low, but we're also working on those thoughts that in cognitive behaviour therapy we're working on that idea that just because we might be thinking something doesn't mean it's true, and when someone's feeling low and they're thinking very negative things about themselves, they're believing that very fully, but actually that thought is not 100% true. So in sessions we would be working on what might be the evidence to say that thought or that thinking is not true.
Something that fascinated me that you said right at the start, Claire, is that it's the biggest evidence-based therapy. What's that mean?
It's the largest and robust evidence base. So a lot of research has taken place, randomized control trials, where CBT would be compared to other therapies, and it is found that it's effective for a wide range of mental health distresses. I guess really important there is that other psychotherapies don't have a very robust evidence base, and I guess as CBT therapists we're wondering why that might be and wondering why other psychotherapies aren't as researched as CBT
yours.
Might be.
Colette, can I ask you talk about sessions, how does a session work? Is it very much a one-to-one basis or is it a group setup?
Yeah, here in St. Pat's the CBT department primarily offer one-to-one treatment. Okay. There are programs within the hospital that are based on the CBT principles, and they will be CBT therapy within group format. But in terms of the CBT department, our work would be one-to-one. And we would work with people who are inpatients, people who are outpatients. We also work based in the Dean Clinics. There are five of them within the Dublin area, and one in Dublin and one in Cork. So there would be CBT therapists at each of those.
And would you say if there's listeners this morning, Colette, who are thinking, my anxiety is getting worse, or you know, the thoughts that I know are rational are starting to take over, would you say this is a good port of call for them to start with?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm sure many people don't know how to address it. It's not like, I have a sore arm, I'll go and get it fixed, you know?
Absolutely. I think if if anxiety or any other mental health difficulty is becoming more significant, I think it's about being aware help is there. And what we would recommend is that someone sees their GP and has a referral here to the service. But it is about keeping in mind that many presentations are effectively treated and there is hope there.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a little bit personal and ask you about your journey in terms of your journey to become a cognitive behavioural therapist?
Yes.
I mean, did you start off in general mental health care? And why did you choose to go down this or why this particular avenue of speciality?
Yeah, my background, when I left school first, gosh, a long, long time ago.
8 years ago.
I trained as a mental health nurse here in Dublin, and then I moved to the UK and worked in various services within London. I was always interested in developing more of a psychotherapy base. And my first CBT course was working with severely mentally ill with CBT for psychosis. And then I did a further diploma in CBT at the Maudsley Hospital, and since have gone on to do a master's in CBT. Within the CBT department here, we have people who have a lot of experience working within mental health, all are mental health practitioners, and then they have opted to do further training within CBT. So we are, I suppose, an exclusive CBT service. Here at St. Pat's, we run CBT courses jointly with Trinity College Dublin. That would be a CBT foundation course, a CBT diploma, and a CBT master's. So they're based here at St. Pat's, and a lot of people within the department would be involved in training and supervision. And I guess in terms of the CBT therapists here, they are very expert CBT therapists at a very advanced level.
In terms of the job, Colette, is it equally as challenging as it is rewarding, or is it, because you know, you always hear that when people talk about people who work in mental health
and do anybody who's had experience.
Yeah, but you know, you even hear it in terms of general medical care. If you know, we were in Bowman's Hospital last year when Lisa broke her leg, and you always come home, you think, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they work in there. You know, unless it's not talking about, you find yourself talking about the pay and conditions and all that. On top of all that, then in your line of work, you've got the type of patients that you're dealing with. How do you not take that home with you? How do you not let that affect your mental health?
I think all of us within the department love the clinical work that we do, and I guess that's really important.
But that's a key word. You love it. You clearly love what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you speak about, everybody involved in mental health speaks about it so passionately.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you're just trying to help.
Absolutely.
So you've got to love it.
It is about trying to help people, you know, make improvements and improve the quality of life that they have.
And I'm sure from the start of a relationship with one of your clients to the end of it, there must be a huge reward in what you see and how their thoughts can go from negative to positive, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess we see improvements all the time, and that's very rewarding. But I guess also we see quite complex presentations here at St. Pat's, and any improvement at all, no matter how small, you know, it is an improvement.
It must be very exciting as well, because you're kind of at the forefront of mental health care with this this kind of treatment.
Yes.
It must be very exciting to be involved in that.
Absolutely.
And to see the research, the development, and then bring it into practice yourself with patients.
Absolutely. I think that's the way it is, I guess, yes. And we look to the UK, and their services are very much more developed than here. But I guess in Ireland we're progressing, you know, slowly, but there is progression there in terms of the number of CBT therapists.
Can I just ask you, Colette, before we let you go, cognitive behavioural therapy, to us, I suppose, we're familiar with it. To an older generation, do you ever get, and I think it's possibly a bit of an Irish thing of, come off it, that's a bit airy-fairy. Do you ever get that kind of an attitude from people who should be doing it but don't necessarily want to embrace it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the case. I guess in CBT, we're looking at fairly early on in treatment, engaging someone with understanding the model and helping someone make change. But I think within the CBT department, we're quite expert in trying to engage someone who might not be there at that stage yet of taking on treatment actively. So there, it might be about, rather than being focused on making change with the cycle in the here and now, it might be engaging in case formulation, where we're looking at trying to understand how things have developed over time. I guess a lot of people feel that CBT is about focusing just on the here and now, and we don't look to the past, but actually that's not true, that we do look at early experiences that may have led someone to develop beliefs and rules that might be keeping problems going in the here and now.
So following that line of thought, are there tips that we can put into our everyday life to train ourselves or to change our cycles, as you call them? Is there stuff that we can be doing ourselves?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if someone has that, you know, stressful time or time that they're feeling a little bit low, it might be about identifying, you know, what are the thoughts and behaviours that might be there at that moment in time, and thinking, you know, that by identifying that cycle, it helps you understand it a little bit more, but also that being open to that idea that just because you're thinking something doesn't mean it's true, and there might be a more helpful way of thinking, but also in terms of behaviours and what you do, you know, experimenting, changing that around may also help with improving mood.
It's a fascinating area, isn't it, Anna?
Absolutely fascinating, and I think more and more people are embracing it and seeing the benefits.
Yes, absolutely. And I suppose just to say, you know, if anyone is interested in or needing CBT, you know, to make contact with the main line here to get through to the referral line, or to contact our very excellent administrator in the department, Maria McMorrow, and her phone number I can give you, and email address.
So all of those details on the website, walkinmyshoes.ie.
Yes.
Colette, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for dropping in.
Lovely.
Let's have a little bit of Hozier.
Thank you.
Any stranger I choose.